This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're in the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9 with the
Priest,
the Pom,
and the Poof.
This is the show where we talk about spirituality and sexuality for our community. And good evening. You are on the Spirit Lounge with the Pom and the Poof, and Priesty is having a month's vacation.
Yes, she's taking a break, putting her feet up.
So if you're listening, Priesty, I hope you've got a glass of red in one hand.
Of course she's listening. Of course she's listening.
Now, we have a fabulous program. We have lots and lots of guests tonight. And the first people who are in the studio with us, we're going to introduce you to in a minute, is Yvonne from an organization called Positive Attitude. Later on in the show, on phone, we're going to talk to Max Walker from MCC, and he's talking about his Christmas nativity play. And then we're going to talk to Robin O'Connell, who is a celebrant, and they have a reflect and remember moment in December. So we're going to kick off with one of Yvonne's choice of tracks to start with. It's by Blossom Dearie, and it's called I Believe in Handsome Men.
It's the perfect mix of music, news, and interviews. It's the world's most uplifting station, Joy 94.9.
And you're on the Spirit Lounge with the Pom and the Poof, and the Priesty is having a little vacation for a month. Good evening, Priesty, if you're listening, darling. Now, we are joined by two people. We're joined by Yvonne, who is the founder and president of Positive Attitude, and her secretary. She has a male secretary, you'll see, whose name is Stephen. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you to you both.
Now, before we talk about Positive Attitude, the first two tracks we're playing tonight, Yvonne, are your choice. Now, I'd never heard of Blossom Dearie, and I know I'm going to download everything I possibly can from the internet. Now, that was called I Believe in Handsome Men. Tell us about Blossom Dearie and why you chose her to play tonight.
My favourite singers are female singers, and I'm a bit of a jazz fan. Mm-hmm. Blossom Dearie I discovered probably about 20, 25 years ago. And she came out to Melbourne approximately that time. And then I listened to more records. I went to see her, of course, and then she brought out more records, and I'm a big fan of hers. And I didn't realise at the time mm-hmm. that she was a gay woman.
Wow.
And she came out very openly. And her last performance here in Melbourne was probably about 18 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I actually went to see her, and I was taken by a male friend, and it was a birthday present. And he went backstage before the show and said that it was someone's birthday in the audience. And she said, "Oh, what's her name? Because I'll make a special announcement." And he said, "Her name is Yvonne." And she said, "You're not going to believe this." She said, "But I have actually written a song called Yvonne." And he said, "What's it about?" She said, "I used to live in an apartment in New York." And she said, "All I could hear coming up the stairs was clip, 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 clip of high heels." And so she got to a stage after about 2 months or so and said, "I've got to go out and speak to that woman, those high heels coming up the wooden staircase." Anyway, she actually went out, and it was a drag queen called Yvonne. And she used to wear these red stilettos. And anyway, she'd written this song about Yvonne, but she's never, ever released a song.
Oh, did she sing it for you that night?
She did.
Oh, my God, that's wonderful.
I know.
That's really special.
Yeah, and I went backstage, of course, and met her, and I've got an autographed program.
And she's American, is that right? But
yes.
Sadly no longer with us.
No, she passed away, I think, about 3 to 4 years ago.
Well, that is a beautiful track, and thank you for introducing us to
it's
her. Now, let's talk about important things. Your organisation is called Positive Attitude. It's an organisation for persons affected by HIV and AIDS. Mm-hmm. Now, how did Positive Attitude come about?
Well, I'll try and make it brief.
Okay.
I started a food program probably going back to about 1988. I started making big cauldrons of soup And when all the boys were put into the high-rise housing commission in Collingwood and Fitzroy, a lot of those boys didn't know each other, but they were living next door to each other and things like that. And they obviously assumed as they passed each other in the hallway that they were HIV. And at that stage, they'd all gone onto a pension, so they were having difficulty socially mixing with people.
So can I ask a question at this point? When you say these boys were put in these places, who put them there?
When you were diagnosed with HIV, going back in the early 1980s, you were automatically put on a disabled pension.
Right. Even though you were perfectly able.
Yes. And the medications at those times weren't Creshot, it was ACT.
Right.
And so they were automatically put onto a disability pension. A lot of the people used to live, you know, as gay men do, in very elegant apartments and little flats in South Yarra, Toorak, Prahran, where most of the gay social life was there, of course, and they could walk. And so they were put onto a disability pension, and all of a sudden, from earning $500, $700 a week, all of a sudden here you were on a disability pension. So socially it was very hard for them. Also, a lot of their gay friends also, when they thought they were their best friends, they would tell them they were HIV. A lot of those men rejected them, so they were pretty isolated at that stage. And
of course, all the stigma surrounded by AIDS and the scaremongering that was going on. Yeah.
So we're talking, you know, mid-1980s. So I'd known a lot of these boys for years through work, and I tried to get them together socially, and I thought the only way that I could do this was through food, which is a very common, lovely way to spend an evening. And at that stage, I was a widow, and so I was on a widow's pension, so I didn't have a lot of money. I was still paying off a house. And so I'd make this huge cauldron of soup. I think the biggest one I did was about 20 litres of vegetable soup with lots of beans and chicken stock.
Sounds healthy.
Very healthy. And I used to go around in the back of a Golden Holden, which was a station wagon.
A Golden Holden
station wagon. And I have this huge big cauldron of soup. And I started, you know, just handing it out in the streets, and I thought, no, this is not good enough. And of course I knew most of the boys, so they'd say, oh look, come in, Yvonne. And so all of a sudden I started, you know, and these were not the high rise, these were walk ups, and so I introduced the boys that they didn't know each other at that stage, and all of a sudden they got this little social group together. And so from making a cauldron of soup, I started off then making huge big platters of lasagna, and that's how I started. So
this is really how your lunches were born.
Yes.
And so how
did it back of the Golden Holden?
It's obviously evolved. And so what happens today?
Well, at that stage, again, I was getting $40 a week from the Salvation Army in St Kilda, which helped me financially. Most of it was coming out of my own pocket. So the $40 a week was a help. And so from there it sort of progressed, and I approached the City of Yarra for a permanent place on Fridays, and I was given the Uniting Church in Napier Street, Fitzroy. And we started off from there. But a lot of the boys, of course, because it was a religious organisation and we had lead light windows and part of the church, of course, and the sun would come through lead light windows, which I love. A lot of the boys didn't like the representation of being in a church.
Interesting.
So from there, and Coralie Ling was actually the minister there, and she was a gay woman. So she gave us the premises free.
That's fantastic. So she got involved. Sounds like she was very supportive.
Yes, she was wonderful.
How super. Now, don't go away, because we've got to run some ads, and we're going to place your next track that you can tell us about, and then we'll talk about your lunches.
Okay, thanks, Sue.
Joy 94.9.
And you're back on the Spirit Lounge, and we're talking to Yvonne and Stephen from Positive Attitude. Now, Yvonne, that was a Peggy Lee track. What meaning does that have to you?
Well, first of all, I think that if people are going to switch on to Joy Radio, they're going to say, no, I think we've got the wrong dial.
Well, look, Andrew's just admitted, while you had your headphones on, you weren't listening to the chatter in the studio, Andrew's just admitted he's never heard of Peggy Lee, but he makes us all feel very old.
I am.
Look, she's lovely. She's lovely.
And Andrew said to me, well, what is she famous for? And I said, Fever. And his eyes lit up and he said,
Fever?
You give fever all through the eyes.
I know that song because Michael Bublé did it. I must admit, it's sad.
It's not.
Download the Peggy Lee version, the original.
All right.
No, I think those words actually could go to anything. It could be the man I love or the woman I love.
Exactly.
Because I think the lyrics is very,
generic.
Yeah, I just think it's gorgeous. And I do have a story to tell you.
Come on, quickly.
Another one. I did actually meet Peggy Lee. It was at Sir Dallas Brooks Hall.
You're just a stargazer, aren't you?
No, I love my music. I love my jazz.
So where did you meet Peggy Lee?
I went to her last concert. Well, first of all, my brother took me when I was 16. Uh-huh. And it was at the Savoy Hotel here in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And I went and got my hair done and I had wiglets put in and I had this very gorgeous chartreuse dress, frock and jacket with diamantes across the back. And my parents said to me, don't let her drink. She's underage. So I walked up these beautiful white marble stairs at the Savoy Plaza. And we sat down and it was dinner and my brother said, would you like a drink? Would you like a lemonade or something? I said, no, I'd like a gin and tonic, please. He said, you know, Mum and Dad said you weren't allowed to drink. I said, oh, please, brother, please, please, let me have a gin and tonic. So I slept on a gin and tonic all night and I thought I was so sophisticated.
And grown up.
So I went to see her when she came out in Melbourne. It would have been about 35 years later. At the Dallas Brooks Hall. Uh-huh. And she wasn't very well at the time, and I knew that she loved pink long-stemmed roses. Mm-hmm. So I took a dozen long-stemmed roses backstage from Kevin O'Neill, and I sat and talked with her for about half an hour.
How wonderful. You lucky lady.
And then I found out she was crook and she passed away, actually. And I sent a dozen long-stem roses to LA and got a beautiful letter back from, even though she was called Peggy Lee, she had been married and had children. And I've got a beautiful letter from her family.
Well, that is an absolutely lovely, lovely story. We could sit and talk to you forever, but we must crack on and talk about positive attitude. Now, you have your weekly lunches at the moment and you have a nice intimate group of 12, 15 people and you have got your regulars. And now, and Stephen, tell me where it is and tell me about your volunteer program for the month of December.
Sure. The venue is the old Fitzroy Oval, so it's on St George's Road. If you're coming by tram, it's West Preston 112 tram in either direction, and it's stop 20. It's next door to the grandstand on the ground floor.
Okay.
So that's both for the Christmas lunch and the weekly lunches.
The weekly lunch is what, every Friday, is that
right? Every Friday, that's correct, from 12 p.m.
Okay. And what, you need lots of little helpers, don't you, for December?
We most certainly need lots of little helpers.
How do
people
get involved?
People can get involved by either calling myself or Yvonne. Mm-hmm. We will take their details and let them know on, work out which day they can help us on.
What do you need them to do?
Okay, we need the venue decorated for Christmas Day. We need the tree up. We need somebody to play Santa. We need help with all the vegetables and the cooking, transportation of all the goods, picking up of some of the goods from some of the various HIV-related organisations around Melbourne, venues that provide ham on the bone for us, things like that, cases of beer, cases of champagne. We're really well supported, but we need the volunteer base to actually get it all there and get
this
it up and running.
This sounds like an amazing party.
It does sound like an amazing party.
So it's a concept to have a party where everybody is welcome and it's like Christmas for if you don't have a family or How does that work?
Correct. Yvonne likes to call it Christmas for orphans, basically. So
I've never liked that word, orphans.
I've heard it used.
Yeah, I know.
But basically, anyone that doesn't have a family, anyone that has any spare time at all on Christmas Day or the days leading up to it or even the day after Christmas, Boxing Day, to help us get everything back, are more than welcome. Dogs are welcome on a leash and we will feed them scraps.
So in terms of how to design, so we need people with cars.
Correct.
And strong muscles.
Indeed.
We need people who don't mind kind of stuffing the turkey and cooking.
Correct.
Chopping, slicing.
Absolutely.
Tell us how they... You don't have Facebook yet, do you? Or
no.
Any social media website? But no. So at the moment it's phone.
It's phone only.
So do you want to read out the two numbers?
Sure.
Which will be on our website later anyway.
That's correct. So the numbers will be on the website, as Sue says. But the numbers now are Yvonne on 9471-0033. That's 9471-0033. Or you can ring myself on my mobile, which is 0413-337-805.
That's fantastic. Sorry, go on.
I was just going to repeat the number.
Okay, so that's
in
Stephen,
radio mode.
That's Stephen on 0413-337-805. So if you've just tuned in, we're talking to Yvonne and we're talking to Stephen from Positive Attitude, and this is an amazing organisation that runs every Friday. They run lunches every Friday for people with HIV and or AIDS, and a very special lunch on Christmas Day. So if you're listening and you have no plans for Christmas Day, you're very welcome to join them. It's only $6, which is amazing.
Sue, can I just interrupt there too? Christmas Day is actually for the whole gay community.
Oh, it's for everybody.
For everybody.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Invitations have gone out to Positive Women, so transgender. It really is, this is an occasion where anyone within our community has nowhere to go on Christmas Day.
You're amazing, you know that? You're absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And so for people listening, if you would like to get involved and you would like to help in any way you can around the Christmas time, Christmas Eve, Boxing Day, then the numbers to call are Stephen on 0413-337-805. Or Yvonne on 9471-0033, and those will be up on our website very shortly.
Thank you very much for joining us on the Spirit Lounge. We look forward to hearing about this massive party on Christmas.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Yvonne. Thank you, Stephen.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Melbourne's biggest gay voice has a fresh new sound.
Fresh new sound.
Joy 94.9.
And you're on the Spirit Lounge with the Pom and the Puff. And that was a beautiful track, getting a little bit Christmassy here. That was from Sarah McLachlan, and that was called The Winter Song.
You know, I could almost hear the snow falling outside with that particular track. Now, we've got another very special guest with us today. Max Walker is joining us on the phone. Max, welcome to the Spirit Lounge.
Thank you, and it's Walters. It's all right. And now, it's freezing out here at the moment, so I felt like I was in the snow then. And
it is a little bit chilly out in Melbourne tonight. Now, you're producing and directing, and you've written a Christmas play. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to write this Christmas play?
I wrote it thinking of the street folk that I was working with when I was I attend the Bourke Street Salvation Army in the city, and we had a lot of street folk coming along all wanting to do some theatre. So that was my impetus in writing that.
So that was a couple of years ago, and now you've got the opportunity to perform...
Do it again.
Again.
Yes.
Whereabouts are you performing this year?
This year it's at the Metropolitan Community Church in Melbourne in Burnley Street in Burnley.
And
271 Burnley Street. Yeah.
271 Burnley Street. It starts at 7 PM this Sunday.
Yes.
What can people expect when they come along? Does everybody have to play a part, or can you come along and join in and just watch?
You can come along and join in and watch. It's virtually a Christmas play for the whole family, where you get to sing all the traditional Christmas carols. And it's almost like the casting of the Nativity. So the audience become part of the casting.
So how do you fit all of the Christmas carols into the Nativity story?
Well, I've chosen the ones that... one of the casting groups are the workers. So you've got the shepherds. So we sing While Shepherds Watch. You've got the learned, so we sing We Three Kings. You've got the family, so you sing Mary's Boy Child.
Fantastic. It sounds like you'll definitely give your vocal cords a workout there.
Definitely. Yes, everyone can come along. And if there's any babies... parents with babies, I'm looking for a Jesus or a John, baby John.
Fantastic. Now, you're saying it's being held at the Metropolitan Community Church.
Yes.
A lot of people know that as kind of the gay church or with the rainbow church.
Yes.
Do you have to be gay to come along? Like, could I bring my mum and dad?
No, we have a good diverse range of people coming along.
Fantastic.
So gay, lesbian, straight, transgender, bisexual... anyone.
Do you have, I am always curious with nativity plays, when they have the stable and the animals, do you have people playing the animals or do you have animals playing the animals?
No, we haven't any animals this year. So if somebody wants to dress up as a sheep, they can come along as a sheep. I've got to go in a minute. I'm doing lawn bowls at the moment. That's why I'm freezing out doing lawn bowls.
Well, we best let you go. Thank you very much for joining us on the Spirit
Pleasure.
Lounge,
Thank you for
Max.
The call, and I love Spirit Lounge too.
No,
hi, Joy. Hi, Andrew. And I'm sorry I can't remember what the Pom's name is.
Ah, it's Bertie.
Bertie.
Right. Okay, I've got to go.
No worries.
Thanks, Max.
For joining us.
Bye.
See you later.
So that was Max from the MCC.
Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9, and if you would like to join in the conversation, please send us a text message, 0427-JOY-949. Now, joining us on the phone, we do have another special guest who has another Christmas event coming up. Robin is a civil celebrant, our favourite civil celebrant here on the Spirit Lounge. Welcome back to the Spirit Lounge, Robin.
Thank you for having me again, Andrew.
Now, you're busily planning at home because you've got a very special event coming up tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. For Christmas, for a lot of people, for whatever reason, don't have a connection with family, or family have died, or they're just... things aren't kind of quite what they're meant to be this Christmas. So a group of celebrants, I'm one of them, get together and we put on a memorial service. So this is for anyone who will be missing somebody at Christmas. So it may be somebody who's died during the year, or it may be somebody that they're just disconnected with, that they have fond memories of, but for whatever reason, that connection is no longer there. So tomorrow night, as you said, it's a Christmas memorial service, and it's a time just to reflect and remember. It's being held at the Ferntregully Community Arts Centre at 1010 Burwood Highway in Ferntregully.
I have some fantastic memories of Christmases at my grandparents' house. My grandparents lived in the US, so we had lots of white Christmases. Unfortunately, they are both not with us anymore. This will be maybe the second Christmas when my grandparents haven't been around. Are those the sorts of stories that you encounter
Absolutely.
When you run these reflective services?
It really doesn't matter how long ago somebody died. My daughter died 30 years ago. But, you know, there's still a Christmas. There's that, you know, I buy something for the rest of the family, but she's not there to buy for, you know. So while it's no longer a painful thing for me, this time is also my time to be able to just give her the gift of my time of going along and just remembering her, you know. So it doesn't matter how long ago somebody has died, if they've played a pivotal role in your life, then they're missed at Christmas. So this is all about getting together with other people who are missing people as well. And just, you know, going through a few of the things we actually do for newly, you know, we do a little part for those that are newly bereaved and are facing their first Christmas without somebody special in their life, where we just give them some strategies to be able to help them get through that time. But often it's the other people who are there who give them suggestions as well. You know, like, I remember my first Christmas, you know, we did something completely different or whatever. And it's just that fact that there are other people that are missing somebody as well, because we all know somebody who was precious to us.
Mm. Now, I notice that your event is held in a community centre. I guess I would expect this kind of event to be held in a church. Why did you choose to not hold it in a church of some description?
Well, we wanted it to be for everybody. So, and some people don't feel comfortable in a church. So we wanted it to be for everybody. Now, there are a lot of funeral parlours who also put on Christmas memorial services, and they invite clients who have had their funerals there, and often invite the general public as well. But for some people, going back to that funeral parlour is difficult, because that's where they said goodbye to the person that they loved. Likewise, sometimes that's with the church as well, that they've had the funeral in the church, and they, you know, or the church doesn't provide something like this. I was very involved with St John's in Mitcham, and I started there, the Christmas memorial service there, 20-odd years ago now. But I think it's still going, as far as I know. I don't live in the area anymore, but it was definitely still going a few years ago. But we just had a mass in the last week of Christmas, just for those people who would be missing somebody at Christmas. So there are places that do it. This is just a very, secular, you know, non-religious, non-time, to be able to just sit and reflect and remember.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for letting us know about your event. If anyone would like to go, do they just rock up to the Ferntree Gully?
They can just rock up at the time. It will start at 8 o'clock, and it's at the Ferntree Gully Community Arts Centre at 1010 Burwood Highway in Ferntree Gully, and they're more than welcome just to come, because we understand that sometimes it's just on the day that you kind of feel, yeah, I'd like to do something, and everybody is more than welcome.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us on the show, Robin.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye.
More of your favourite shows.
Joy 94.9.
On the Spirit Lounge with on Joy 94.9. Oh, we nearly lost you there. With the hum and the puff. And that was fascinating. That sounds like amazing that all the celebrants have got together and they put on this beautiful sort of memorial service.
I really do like the idea, especially because it's kind of like, it's not caught up within a church or within any particular denomination. It's a really good way to involve everybody. So.
And it's not too close to Christmas either, which can get a bit emotional, can't it? It's like, it's December, and it's, as she said, it's time out, and give the people you've lost, give them some time. Yeah. And just reflect on, you know, the times that you did share with them. I think that's lovely.
Well, Ferntree Gully Community Arts Centre, mm-hmm. tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, be there.
So have we got time for some fun news, Mr. P?
We do. What have you dug up this week?
Oh, well, you know me. I always try and find the wackiest, stupidest stories out there with a sort of religious twist. And boy, are there some stories out there this week. Here's a wonderful one. Of course, this is from Ohio in the States once again. Nuns claim birth control turns men gay, fish transsexual, and women into sluts. Do you believe that? So, an advert by a Catholic group in Ohio, it's gone viral on the internet. The video by the Come Unity in Truth group claims that contraception is responsible for far bigger evils than just preventing unwanted pregnancies. The nuns say that estrogen in the urine of women using birth control pills has made it into the water supply and is turning those who drink it into transsexuals, especially fish. its effects can be seen on the fish living on estrogen-polluted waters. These fish are neither male nor female. They go on to say, I mean, this is just hilarious. You couldn't write this if you tried. With the prevalence of contraception, it's no wonder that adultery is on the rise, as is promiscuity, homosexual behaviour, and even abortion due to failed contraception. The film also purports that the use of the pill makes women less attractive to men, leading them to dress like cheap whores to compensate, which in turn will lead to the extinction of the human race.
I don't know. I understand that people take this very seriously. They're obviously very well researched. I do wonder though that whether in their research they covered off things like all of the crops around the rivers that were sprayed with those chemicals to keep the bugs off the food and all those sorts of things. I'm very sceptical that it can be narrowed down to one
fish.
To one particular.
That means the crops are transsexual. That means the frogs are probably transsexual. You see? Do you see the nuns? Or I reckon if the nuns take some estrogen, it's turned them into idiots. Blimey. What else should we talk about? We've either got the student strips to silence preacher, which is a brilliant video on YouTube, and we've also got the world's most homophobic church interview by... Now, I don't really like Russell Brand, but I tell you what, that guy is so intelligent and he ran rings around these two. Which one should we talk about?
Well, I want to find out more about Russell Brand.
Do you? Okay, well, this is, again, you can pick this up on the internet. It's brilliant. The world's most homophobic church has embarrassed itself once again on Russell Brand's TV series. It's a fringe church in Kansas. It's called the Westboro Baptist Church.
We've heard of them before. Troublemakers.
Have we? Well, they're very small. But Russell Brand managed to persuade to bring them onto his show, Brand X. So these two guys, first of all, they were wearing T-shirts which said priestsrapeboys.com. Now, what that is all about, God only knows. But there was so much to cover that Russell Brand actually didn't even talk about the T-shirts. And they came in with a placard that read, Fag Pimp Brand. Now, Russell Brand, of course, immediately picked up on that. And he continued to point out that fag, because he's British, remember, fag in Britain means cigarette. So he said, you know, what exactly is your message? So he kind of tripped them up on that one. So the placard kind of disappeared behind the couch. And then he made them play the heaven and hell game. And this game is, he reads out celebrity names and he says, heaven or hell? So he read out, you know, Madonna. Well, you can imagine what they said. Hell, hell. He then, lots of names, but one of them was Tom Hanks. Now, I thought that might have been a kind of, well, I'm not sure. Hell, apparently, because of all the roles he's played, have been evil ones. And then even someone like Mahatma Gandhi, they sent to hell. So he kind of abandoned that game because everyone was going to hell, apart from these two twits on the sofa. And Russell Brand then brings in three of his gay friends, okay, who are all dressed very camp and really camping it up. And one guy, he was just gorgeous. He said, I'm an openly gay Christian man. God is love, and his love is for everybody. And these two blokes from this wacky church landed up saying, calling Russell Brand an advocate for Satan, and his friends were filthy perverts. But you know, Brand managed to have a fairly civil conversation with them, but very, very quick, and picks up on lots of stuff, and you know, actually humoured these two in front of everyone. You can find it on the internet, guys. It's it's quite funny.
I think it's really quite a step that they've actually been invited onto a TV show to be able to discuss. And, you know, we obviously don't agree with the Westboro Baptist Church's views on homosexuality.
Oh, I mean, complete homophobes. I mean, just awful.
But it's interesting that he invited them on the show to, hey, tell us a little bit about what it is that you believe.
Yeah. And he's so clever that actually he was quietly humiliating them, but half the time they didn't even realise, because of his British wit and his sort of ironic sense of humour. So he ran rings around them. It was incredibly funny. Incredibly funny. But anyway, so my estimation of Russell Brand has actually gone up a little bit now. I think he's quite clever and he's okay.
Joy 94.9.
And that's it for another week from the POM and the POOF. On the Spirit Lounge, we'd like to say thank you very much to Yvonne and Steve from Positive Attitude. Thank you to Max for joining us from the MCC, and to Robin O'Connell, the celebrant, who's running her Reflect and Remember service tomorrow. And you can find all the details on our website, which is Mr. P.
Yes, I'm going to pop them up on our website. Head to joy.org.au, follow the links through to the Spirit Lounge, and you'll be able to read all about exactly what's happening.
And we'll be back next week at 8 o'clock. Thanks for listening.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.